Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Congressman Mark Molinaro, Republican from New York's new 19th district. So what are the towns in your district, Mark?
11 counties from just outside of your home on the New York state line, all the way to Broome County and Binghamton, up to Ithaca and Cortland. So this is affectionately, I refer to it as where upstate meets downstate, the Hudson Valley and Catskills to the southern tier, and just the tip of central New York and the Finger Lakes region. So beautiful 11 counties, 5 hours from one end to the other.
And how do you get around? I mean, what do you do? How do you plan?
Teleportation is something that I'm looking forward to. But in the meantime, it's a lot of driving. But we, you know this. I spent the first part of my public service career as a village mayor, and you show up everywhere. So it's my view as a member of Congress. You know, my job is just to be out in the community, make sure our staff's out in the community, and we organize our days around the different regions. You'll see me make the trip around the district multiple times, over the course of any day or weekend, and that's the goal, to be out and in the community representing the people I serve.
So how have your first few weeks in Congress been? I mean, can you sort of bring us into your world?
Well, I think you saw some of it play out on television. As most things, it's more dramatic on TV than it necessarily was here. Admittedly, the first couple weeks didn't start the way we all wanted it to. But there was as I like to say, there was an airing of grievances. There's a lot of pent up anxiety as the Republican majority, began its our role now in the House. I do think, though, a lot of good conversation came out of it. A lot of effort to empower individual members, and I take both credit for, and I'm grateful for that. I want my constituents in upstate New York to have the same right to bring an idea or an amendment or a thought to the floor as any other place in the country. But I will say to you, I've spent every day of my adult life in public service. I believe in it, as Bobby Kennedy called it. It's a dignified duty, public service. The transition back to being a legislator has been fun. It's been informative, and frankly, I'm happy to bring my experience to the House on behalf of the 19th Congressional District and the farmers, families, and small businesses all across upstate New York.
Huh. You were at the White House recently. What were you talking about? What was the agenda?
Well, the president and vice president invited the newest members of Congress to a reception at the White House. Very grateful and glad that I was able to attend. I spent only a few moments with the president, but I will tell you, he remembered his days at Syracuse going to law school, and his drives through what was not then but is now the 19th Congressional District. And, of course, we spoke for a brief few moments about that. But several members of the administration were there. I spoke briefly to Secretary Buttigieg about the transportation and infrastructure issues in upstate New York, and spent some time talking to my colleagues, Republican and Democrat. I think it's important. We don't have to agree, and quite frankly, we're not going to agree on all things. But we do have to find that elusive common ground. We have to have the difficult conversations necessary to mold a consensus. And I think it's important when the door is open, that we go through it. On behalf of the people I represent, they need me to be where be in the room where it happens.
Now, you supported Speaker McCarthy through the 15 rounds of voting. It took him to win the gavel. So why? Why do you support McCarthy?
Well, somebody said to me, well, how many votes was it going to take? I said, well, apparently 15. Listen, there are a couple things. I think Speaker McCarthy has the experience and the capacity to manage what is a narrow majority. He understands the necessity of empowering individuals, and sometimes individual members may not agree with the way I see the world, but my view, my vote, and my constituents are as important to Speaker McCarthy as another members are. And that is important. And so I believe he's best suited to lead this narrow majority, to speak on behalf of the conference, and to help us deliver on our commitment to this country. We've spoken several times about the challenges facing upstate New York, mm-hmm. The challenges on farms and small businesses, high cost of living, the support of law enforcement in our community, and the need to open up opportunities for a part of the state and a part of the country that often feels ignored or overlooked. He welcomed that dialogue, welcomes my input, and I support him for it.
What's it like when you're in the room with him? In other words, can you bring us all in from the outside to say, what is it when you're talking with your leader? Are you scared of him? Do you have to sort of step aside? What do you do?
Well, I would say this, and it's what I've said to other people. He listens to us. There are very few things other than the safety of my children that scare me. That I worry about. But being in the room with any number of the folks who serve here, whether they're brand new or leadership, I just enjoy, and I think it's important to be in the room. But I will say, Speaker McCarthy listens, and Kevin was very, very much listening to me during the campaign and the issues that we had and the needs we had. And frankly, now as a member of Congress, he's listened, and to me that is a very valuable attribute of any leader. We can all have our views, we can all spew what it is we want, we can tweet however we wish, but you must listen to the people you work with and work for, and I appreciate that in him.
Okay, so moving on from there, do you think that the disagreements over McCarthy with your conference are a bad sign for this term?
Well, listen, we have a slim majority. Anytime someone has a particular concern, it could uproot things. But no, I think actually those differences aired early on. Some of the conflict that we saw early on, was necessary. I wasn't here 2, 3, 4 years ago where some of these grievances start to build up, where some of the differences, were seen. And by the way, didn't serve under Speaker Pelosi, who frankly had a very strict and rigid way of running the House of Representatives. That I think always aired early on. I think what we should know, and I think what voters and residents should see is, one, there's a willingness to hear those things out. We've had the debate, and we're moving forward. Democracy sometimes is ugly, and it's messier than we want it to be. I served in the New York State Assembly where it is scripted theater. At the beginning of the day, how not only the day is going to end, but likely how the week and the month is going to end, because it is preordained. That is not going to be the way the House functions, and it's not the way that you empower we the people. And so you're going to see some of it out there, and that's okay, so long as we're moving forward with providing relief and opportunity to the people we serve.
We're talking to Mark Molinaro. Do you worry that McCarthy gave away too much power to the holdouts who were voting against him?
Well, I don't worry about those things. I think that Speaker McCarthy made agreements that he thought he could manage as Speaker. And I certainly voted for the rules changes because, again, it empowered many of those rules, empowered the people I serve. And my voice is as valuable as any other's. And by the way, your listeners might be saying, yeah, but those I don't agree with those other voices. Yeah, that's the way it works. I don't get to pick who I serve with, but my voice, my constituents, and my opportunity to speak on their behalf is empowered, and I support that.
Can you point to one of the rules changes that you voted for that you're happy about?
Well, I think germaneness. You can't have bills that have 97 Christmas ornaments. Pardon my use of the Christmas holiday, but you can't have bills that have so many different moving parts that you're forced into voting for or against it. In local government, you have to have single issue resolutions. I think two-thirds vote, requiring a two-thirds vote to even consider tax increases, is important. I think the move to focus on a balanced budget within the next 10 years is important, and I think individual members being able to bring amendments or resolutions to the floor without having to get pre-approved and preordained by leadership is important. It allows us to force debate on the important issues like tax relief, like spending relief, like public safety that the voters in my district sent me here to talk about and to fight for. It allows us to bring those important issues to the floor.
We've been talking to Congressman Mark Molinaro. We'll see you the next time, Mark. Thanks so much for being here and present.
Thank you.